Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf, your sponsor, Lur Nishmas, Ayin B'Yakashom, Neha Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Ayin Vov. The Gemara in Udalev brings Hamachliv Poro B'Chamor. Talking about someone who exchanged a cow for a donkey, and the owner of the donkey did Meshicha to the Poro, and then we found that the donkey died. And the question is, when did the donkey die? Did he die before the Meshicha or after the Meshicha? Did he die before the Kenyan or after the Kenyan? We are in doubt. This is always an example of a case that it's a doubt that has nothing to do with a tiny of a person. This is a doubt that we all have. Nobody knows when this happened. There's no real clarity. And this thing is where the Torah needs to get involved. The Maharal, the Mishnah, and others, and the end of Perek Aleph, on the Mishnah that says, Ashloisha Dvorim Hoylum Kayom, three things keep the world going. Adin ha'emes v'ashalom. So the Maharal says, shalom means you put peace between people. What does din mean? Din is when you come and mevar the din. Says the Maharal, isn't that shalom when you have to come and mevar between tainas of people? Says the Maharal, no. What about the case of a machliv poro bechamor? Nobody knows what happened. It's not a fight between two people. They can both be great best friends. They want to figure out what happened. Machliv poro bechamor is something you don't have control in. And this connects beautifully with the Divrei HaBaal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov, quoted in many Sivri Chassidus, said that whenever a person learns Torah, a Torah which deals with physical items of the world, he is connecting to Shmei Meroimim, he's connecting to the highest place possible. And when he implements that Torah in Lamaise, that goes even higher. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to bring Torah to the Techtonim. So when a person is learning Torah, which has to do with how you deal with what's going on in the world, and a person goes and implements a Torah in the world, he's connecting the world down here to Shmei Meroimim. He's connected to the smallest thing in the world to the highest place. And he says an example of Machliv Poro Bechamor. The Machliv Poro Bechamor, it could be a very simple thing which has nothing to do with Torah. You're exchanging, you're doing here a transaction. You're exchanging a cow with a donkey. If you learn that sugya, or if you come and implement it, lemaise, that's where you connect the Torah El Yoyna down here in the world, and that brings to Kavod Shemayim, Loibara El Lichvoide, brings the ultimate goal of the Bria down here in the world. And this is the example that the Baal Shem Tov wants to show, how you connect Torah El Yoyna into a physical thing in the world. And this brought down in many Sifri Chassidus, and the Rav Baal HaTanya, and many of his Sfarim, when he wants to speak about how the Torah El Yoyinu connects to Olam HaAsiyah, he brings the example of Machliv Poro Bechamor. And this is really the same example that Maharal brings, when he wants to say the Adin of Torah, the Din of Torah is the example of Machliv Poro Bechamor. Why specifically this example? Why the classic example of the Torah connected to this world is brought down from Machliv Poro Bechamor? So I saw in the Sefer Bi'ur HaLikutim, Sefer that was written by Rav Rom Chazan Mitulchin, who was the Mamshich Darkoy of Rav Nachman Breslov. And there he says the following idea, which is a little Kabbalistic, but we can connect to it. In that Arizal, it's brought down that the Nitzotzos, the things that fell into the world, that the world needs to come and fix, it's 288 Nitzotzos. We don't understand exactly what it means, but it's called Rapach Nitzotzos. And the remez to the Rapach, says the Arizal, is the word para, because para is reish pei hei, and it's three letters that add to reish pei hei, comes to be Rapach. So para is a remez to that nitzotzos you have in the world. So Avraham Chazan says, this is the soy, the machliv para bechamor. Chamor refers to the learning of Torah, because Yisachar is chamor gar, that's the amelus of Torah. And the para refers to the nitzotzim of Gdusha, which are in the world. So with the Torah, I'm able to bring out the nitzotzim. The Torah is the one who brings out and is able to elevate the lower world and bring all the Gdusha that comes out of it. That's what para and chamor refer to. That's the sugya of a machli para b'chamor. You're exchanging the para with the chamor. In other words, through the chamor, you're able to get to all the para that you have in the world, all the nitzotzim Gdusha. So therefore, this is the sugyo that we want to bring an example of how you can elevate the physicality to the Torah. you bring this sugya of machliv pora bechamor, which that's the whole topic of the sugya. The topic of the sugya is taking out the nitzotze gedusha through the Torah. So that's why this is the premier example of how you connect the physical world to the Torah Akdosha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.